Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
The 20th annual Bears Care Gala was a fun-filled evening for a great cause. We caught up with head coach John Fox, general manager Ryan Pace, Jay Cutler, Matt Forte, and more.
You know, anytime you can get people together to raise money for really any awareness, it's a great thing. Bears Care has obviously been doing a great thing for a number of years, 20 years, as you said. So it's something that's important to a lot of people. It's important to the players. It's important to the wives. So it's a fun event for us.
It feels great. You know, to watch guys give back. We stress that. I think the McCaskey family has been doing a lot of great things for this community for many, many years. And it's an honor to be a part of it.
It's always a great time. I think it's the best night of the year. Get everybody in a non-work environment. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's for a great cause, breast cancer awareness, and raising money for that. To have everybody from upstairs and downstairs at Hallis Hall and in one place and social setting is a lot of fun.
It's good to be here. We really haven't been outside the facility much, so it's good to have everybody here supporting a good cause, all our players and our coaches. It's good for us to interact and get to know each other a little bit better, too, some of our big sponsors, so it's going to be a good evening.
In the past 19 years, Bears Care has granted more than $11 million to support breast and ovarian cancer research and treatment programs in Chicago.
When we can all be here, be a part of it, it just makes the situation that much more special, not just for the individuals that, you know, the Chicago Bears are giving back to, but for us as well, because we're a part of it. Teamwork make the dream work.
This organization supporting cancer, it's great. It's a disease that hits home with so many different people around the league and every walk of life. You know, everybody in this room, everybody in this world has been affected in some way, directly or indirectly, and it's huge that we can all come together and support this.
Yeah, it's important, you know, not only just to be here with teammates, but also to give back. We're actually, you know, part of trying to help out with the auction. So, you know, the more money we can raise, just by being here, helps out.
As athletes, the players recognize the importance of giving back to the community.
And Kyle, you were also at Children's Hospital recently too. So why is it important as athletes to get involved in the community the way that both of you do?
Well, with the platform we have, I just think, we have a rare opportunity to make somebody's day just by hanging out. You know, it's really easy to be able to just take a couple hours out of your day, go hang out with somebody and try to change their day-to-day routine. You know, they get into that routine, especially being at the hospital for so long, to be able to come in and play video games, get a game of Madden in, get whooped in Madden or something. It's a lot of fun. These kids really enjoy it, and, you know, it's something their family and them are going to talk about it for a long time.
One of the players' favorite parts of the evening is the chance to get dressed up for the occasion.
What's your favorite part about just kind of being with your teammates in a non-traditional setting? I guess you could say everyone's looking very dapper tonight.
Exactly. I mean, that's the fun part. You usually see guys every day, and you kind of get tired of seeing guys. You're in sweatpants. You're just tearing your backpacks in. So it's fun to kind of go to a dinner, be dressed up, bring your wives, see the significant others, and just have a good night away from football.
It's pretty fun to watch. You know, these guys clean up pretty good. They look good. They try to outdo the other guy. So it's a lot of fun for them, too, and it's for a great cause.
If you got to recognize their faces and not their jersey numbers. So
exactly.
That's a little different, but this is great all together right now. It's really good.
So, guys, looking very dapper tonight, who are you wearing?
Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a custom piece by Wilfred Newman, somebody who always takes care of me.
Who do you think is going to be best dressed tonight, Matt?
Aside from myself, I'd give second to Forte just because he went outside the box with the old maroon tux.
Okay.
Looks good.
Yeah, Matt Forte and Jay Cutler are usually my top two picks. Thinking maybe Jordan Mills comes in with something exceptional tonight, but that's my sleeper pick. So
something ridiculously tight, I think.
Matt's always well-dressed. Bushrod, he has something similar to me. So everyone looks great. I mean, that's the fun part about tonight is everyone gets to dress up. Everyone has fun.
Seeing guys, you know, get dressed up and just seeing people out of their original element, you know, being in the locker room, just, you know, being out, having a good time.
Yeah, it feels really good, you know, to be a part of it for the first time. It's a great event for a great cause.
By the end of the evening, Gala-goers are eager to show off their moves on the dance floor.
Hitting the dance floor later, Matt?
Oh, of course. I'm going to do the whip for everybody.
You better have some B-roll for my for my moves later.
Well, give us a little preview.
No, there's going to be no previews yet. This isn't the Spice Adams interview.
You hear that, Spice? You hear that? I tried to get a little preview from Kyle, like for a dance move. He wouldn't give me anything. You guys gonna give me a little preview of what we can expect on the dance floor later, Jermaine?
We might give you something. I mean, this is something me and Bushra have been working on, but it's like.
So, AA, Jay Cutler went with a navy blue tux. Matt Forte went with a maroon tux. What color would you have picked? If you were at the gala this year,
it probably would have been bacon brown.
Bacon brown.
That's probably what
I would
have.
How did I know
it
was going to have something to do with bacon?
I got my socks on again today. You see?
I thought you were going to say it was going to be covered in bacon.
Ooh, nice one!
Yes.
You can hook me up with a tailor who can do that.
Most popular guy at the gala. If you would have worn a bacon suit, people would just come by, grab a piece of bacon, right?
The thing is, I probably would have had to leave without a shirt or without a coat
true.
Because I probably would have ate it. I probably would have ate my torso.